We want to thank y'all for tuning in to Run Up the Numbers.
Every Monday at 8 a.m. And if you missed us in the morning, you can catch the replay in the afternoon at 2 p.m. and again at 8. You can also check out the shows archived over at thenumbers.fm. And for you early risers, every Monday morning at 6 a.m. on 107.1 X-Ray FM.
Make sure you're following us on all social media because we out here. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, House Party, YouTube, Twitch, Black Planet. I know they talking about us on OnlyFans because we got it popping. MySpace, Tinder, catch us ticking on the talk, and Google Plus.
In this episode, we'll be putting you up on a high school teacher chaining herself to a courthouse during the Derek Chauvin trial, and Nike issues a restraining order against Lil Nas X's Satan shoe.
Wild. U.S. Capitol Police officer killed in an attack at a barricade, and the suspect is dead. Mm-hmm. And a new Space Jam trailer is here.
But first, let's jump into a U.S. Capitol Police officer killed in attack at barricade. Suspect is dead. A U.S. Capitol Police officer is dead, and another is injured after a suspect in a vehicle rammed an entry barricade at the building on Friday, April 2nd. CBS News reports, around 1 p.m. Eastern Time, an alert went out to Capitol Police about an external security threat. Two officers had been rammed at the access point on Constitution Avenue, and the suspect jumped out of his car and lunged at them with a knife. They opened fire at the individual, striking him. It is with a very, very heavy heart that I announce one of our officers has succumbed to his injuries, said Capitol Police Acting Chief Yogananda Pittman. The suspect later died from his gunshot wounds, Pittman told reporters. It is unclear what the suspect's motive was or if that person was connected to any particular group or acted alone. The incident comes almost 3 months after hundreds of rioters breached security at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th in an attempt to take over the building while Congress was in session, certifying the 2020 Electoral College vote. The violence took 5 lives, including a U.S. Capitol police officer. Fences of barbed wire had surrounded the Capitol for months after that attack, but were recently removed. National Guard troops that had been deployed were also removed, but a new National Guard unit was sent to respond to the Friday incident. Congress was in recess, so legislators were not present on Capitol Hill, but aides were still present in the area working. The name of the slain officer has not yet been released, pending notification of the family. The yeast.
Tensions are still high, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not sure of this person's motivations. That hasn't been completely spelled out yet. From what I understand, this is the person of color. I did hear, though, that Facebook took down his Facebook page. Like, they snatched that down, which I'm curious to hear, you know.
The reason.
I'm curious to hear the reason behind that. But,
Of course, immediately just with hearing or reading the headline originally after this happened, it was like, oh,
they had it again.
Right.
They had it again.
What's happening? Well, rest in peace to the man that lost his life.
Yes, sir.
Never a good thing. Ever. I guess we're going to keep our ear to the streets for the next information that's released.
All the updates on that. Up next, high school teacher changed herself to a courthouse during the Derek Chauvin trial. As Derek Chauvin stands trial for the murder of George Floyd at the Hennepin County Government Center, protesters outside have changed themselves to a fence and kept the vigil in a push for police reform. Kaya Hurt, a local school teacher, first started the protests on Monday evening, March 29th, after the opening statements in the murder trial. According to the Star Tribune, Hurt says, she was demonstrating to show her support for families of those who have been killed by law enforcement. I'm frustrated by local and state officials' failure to address racist policing in the community, she told the newspaper earlier this week. Hurt says she was relieved Floyd's family has been treated with dignity by authorities, but says other families affected by police violence are also hurting and not receiving the same level of focus and respect. We will not have justice until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are, she added. When we say nothing about the things that are going on in our world, we're failing them as educators. Chauvin, 45, is charged with causing Floyd's death by asphyxiating him when he knelt on his neck in an attempt to apprehend him. He had exited the store when a clerk accused him of trying to pass a counterfeit $20 bill. Three other officers who arrived at the scene were also charged. The other three defendants, former Minneapolis officers J. Alexander Kung, Thomas Lane, and Tao Thao, each charged with aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter, is scheduled for August.
You know, I do like the sentiment behind this. With, you know, people who are not directly affected in general, right? If we don't, it doesn't affect us, the ideas, then what does it matter?
Right.
And I think we're starting to see how that doesn't work, especially in issues like this.
Yeah.
And many more, but specifically this one that we're talking about. And trying to make that the point and that kind of being the motivating factor for this, drawing attention to that, because there are so many people who are able just to go on about their day because it doesn't affect me. Yet this is affecting a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's been enough times in all of our individual lives where we might have been indifferent about a thing, and then that thing happened to happen to us. Now we understand it, right? Yeah. And we're outraged, or we're feeling some type of way and want the people around us to understand it. And so we're communicating it in a way that was probably communicated to us previously.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that should be kind of the token of understanding that those times that you've had that happen and what that feeling was, that's what people are experiencing on a regular. So even if it's nothing that you can necessarily do directly for that situation, it's just having that awareness and operating from that level when you are engaging or you're seeing these actions happen and make it to the news, or the things that don't even make it to the news.
Yeah.
The things that you see in your day to day.
Yep.
And that's where it kind of steps in, at just being a good person. Standing up for what's right. I mean, that simple thing, and as I say this, of course, easier said than done, like anything, right?
Yeah.
We know right from wrong, and most times we know what's right from wrong, and we choose what's not necessarily the right thing because it's easier.
That'd be easier.
And it's more comfortable, right? Kind of just keep going. I think about this in the times that I, you know, disconnect from the news in general. Mm. And how much stuff I miss, and it's like it's not happening because I'm not paying attention to it. And it's always that that back and forth that I have mentally where, of course, wanting to engage, but also feeling burnt out in moments, but then realizing like, wait, no, that shouldn't be an option to get burnt out on the thing because I have the luxury of tuning it out and it not being a part. And this is exactly what we're fighting for.
Yes.
that's what we're doing right now, is making sure that we're not disconnecting when it's convenient for us.
Right.
But to stay engaged through and through.
Right. I think there's a there's also that the perspective of just being, you know, Black in America, a person of color in America, our inability to move in a way that only affects us because being a person of color in the United States, you have already been categorized by stereotypes, right? Mm-hmm. So the whole thing of what Can does doesn't affect me isn't true, because we are both tall Black men with dreads. So whatever one of us does, stereotypically, people are going to assume the other one of us does.
And shout out Facebook for auto tagging and I, like, bro, I just uploaded a picture of me. Why are you tagging another tall Black man with dreads? Like, come on, guys.
Dog. And it's so crazy because sometimes the auto tag, they'll auto tag somebody that's in your friends list that you haven't communicated with in
ever.
Like, yeah. Since like, who I is hit the accept. Ball? Right. Who is Lord.
Yeah. But I definitely do feel that, because this is something that was said years and years ago. I was actually listening to Opie and Anthony. Patrice O'Neill was on there talking. And one of the things that I know that show and those conversations couldn't exist now.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that those did, because they would have a lot of Black and white conversations.
Mm.
And they would get into the weeds of things. But one of the things that was said, that Patrice said, is that, look, when a white person does a thing, it's him.
Right.
We don't, it doesn't get taken that that's the race as one, right? And yet when one of us, it's like a idea that that's them, that's all of them. And then even us as individuals kind of facepalm when certain things happen, like, like now this is going to be the going thought. And it's unrelated to us. It ain't even on the coast that we live on.
You know what's so crazy about that, Ken? Like, I can't remember what was the first incident in my life where I felt someone else, what someone else did made me feel embarrassed. I just remember always having that feeling.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If I see something on the news or we out in public, yeah, and I see another person of color do something that make a decision that I wouldn't have made in that particular, right, situation, and I feel embarrassed about it, that's not me.
Right.
That's, and so, like, where did that imposing feeling come from? Like, you know, yeah.
It's a thing.
It is a thing, and it's a very wild.
Well, another wild thing, the new Space Jam trailer is here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to crack open the box, pull out my Space Jam J's,
hey,
and show up on the first day of this. The trailer for the long-discussed sequel to the 1996 Michael Jordan and Looney Tunes classic has arrived.
Boom.
This film has been requested by so many for so long that seeing the preview has created a hype around those who are starring in it. Portland's own trailblazer Damian Lillard is in it.
Hey.
That's not a surprise, though. Back in 2019, it was reported that Lillard would play a key role in the film, along with fellow ballers Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, and Diana Taurasi, among others. In the trailer, Dame appears briefly as a member of the Goon Squad, apparently this movie's version of the Monstars. The Blazers brand is planning to put together a Rip City edition of the trailer to give a closer look at Dame and the movie highlights.
Nice.
In some cities, people will have the chance to go see the movie in person as COVID rules are starting to ease out in some states. The movie is scheduled to be released on July 16th.
So I saw the trailer earlier today.
Yeah.
And I know who they're talking. Like, now that I'm hearing it, that's Dame, I'm like, oh, that dude. Okay.
Okay.
Because there was a couple times they focused and freeze framed on this particular character. I'm like, who is this? Why? I don't recognize this person, but it's Dame. Okay, I can see it. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, you know, I'm not basketball adjacent anymore. Like, I don't even watch the sports like that, for real, for real. But this kind of got me hyped. Like, I was like, this joint right here, like, this is gonna be tight. This is gonna be tight.
And what I do want to say for the peoples is I had this discussion yesterday about sequels come back after decades. Think of this as an independent movie, independent of the original.
Yes.
Let this exist by itself without comparing the differences between the first movie in 1996 and the movie that's about to drop this year.
Good luck
Let
with that.
Let it exist.
Good luck with that request. Bruh, I'm in a Facebook group for Black sci-fi and comic book fans, and
okay,
every time Blade comes up, they mad Wesley Snipes ain't still playing him. The man about to be 60. Can Mahershala Ali get his feet wet a little bit? Like, but no, you for real, like, guys, let this generation have their version of Space Jam, please.
Yes, please.
Let them have their version.
I'm really like juiced for this, though. This was one of those when it dropped originally. For one, the blending of your reality,
yeah,
and your tune.
Yeah.
I think what Roger Rabbit was the, yep, was one of the first Roger iterations
was,
of that.
That was the one. That was groundbreaking. And that's more of a reason why they should be cool with this happening now, because the first one came out with Who Framed Roger Rabbit technology. Like,
right.
Let's bring it back. Let's see what we can do today with it. Goodness.
Give it a chance, peoples.
Give it a chance. Nike. Give it a chance, Nike. Nike was like, a no.
You're not going to do
what
it.
What we're not going to give is it a chance. That's what we... He was like, word?
Lawsuit? Just do it.
I'm dead. I'm not even doing the story. My guy said, lawsuit? Just do it. Oh, snap. Nike issues a restraining order against Lil Nas X's Satan shoes. Man. So, it's the official name. All right, let's run with it. Nike isn't happy with Lil Nas X and has reportedly issued a restraining order blocking the sale of his Satan shoes. According to CBS News on Wednesday, March 31st, a U.S. District Court in New York approved the apparel company's request for a temporary restraining order against Mischief, the art collective that collaborated with the singer to create a pair of sneakers containing one drop of human blood. The collaborators used modified Nike Air Maxes 97. Nike filed a trademark infringement and dilution complaint against Mischief related to the Satan shoes. Nike said to CBS via a statement on last Thursday, "We don't have any further details to share on pending legal matters. However, we can tell you we do not have a relationship with Lil Nas X or Mischief. The Satan shoes were produced without Nike's approval or authorization, and Nike is in no way connected with this project." The court order states that Mischief cannot fulfill any orders. The Brooklyn-based agency's lawyer said the majority of the shoes, over 600 pairs, have already been shipped to customers. Nike's legal team says irreparable harm has been done regardless if the shoes are in the hands of customers. He argues that the shipping doesn't remove the post-sale confusion and delusion experienced by Nike customers. The company also claims customers are now boycotting the brand online for its assumed association with Satan and demands Mischief stop all orders currently in transit and recover them. On Monday, 665 pairs of the sneakers, which are priced at $1,018, sold out in just 1 minute. Fans were given the opportunity to enter a giveaway to win the final 666th pair of the shoes. However, that raffle is currently on hold. Bruh.
Look. First off, marketing is amazing.
Bruh. You lost this with Nike. You are assisting in the marketing and the value of these shoes are going up because of your lawsuit.
They said like somebody about to call UPS and put a stop. Like, come on, guys.
Here's my thing. They've already been purchased. So these are customs.
Yes.
So like whether you side with Nas X's beliefs or any of that, as a custom shoe dealer or someone who deals with that or creates customs, you need to be involved in this discussion. Yep. Because if they can affect what you can do after you've already paid for the shoe, man, this is a slippery slope. Seriously.
That is. And this, of course, the outrage, like getting onto the socials the day of and seeing, I think the first thing I thought was, Nike, how could you do this? Boycott Nike. That was the first thing that I saw. Like, I was, and I'm like, okay, what? Let me do the Googles.
Right.
And got to looking into it and was like, fire. Start with fire.
Ken said, your Satan shoes is hot as hell.
I said, whoa. Infinity flame emojis. And then I jumped into, you know, doing a little bit of the reading on
right.
it and seeing what was actually going on and realizing people, like, you didn't even, because it didn't cross my mind that Nike had anything to do with this from the rip.
Right.
Like, that wasn't even a thought that entered
ever
anywhere into my mind. And once I saw him, and of course, you know, fire, looked a little bit more into it. I saw the drop of blood thing, and I was like, at first, like, is it in the like air bubble? Like,
where is it?
Around? Right. Like, I was thinking like a lava lamp. but then also, they've dropped this. This same designer has dropped the Jesus pair
right
years ago. The all-white joints.
No issues there? Y'all was cool with that?
There was no outrage, right? Shouldn't this have been met with the same? But regardless of that, right? Because it got put on the radar is why that didn't get. This is where we're at with things. If I've bought the thing, I could sell a 9-brand shirt right now. You can halter top it. You can crop it. You can burn it. You've paid for it.
Yeah. You can't tell me what to do with product after I pay for it.
And yeah, like that is yours at that point to do what you do. And I get, like you said, that slippery slope of, you. I wouldn't want somebody to take my $9,000 and then add their thing necessarily onto it. But they're not creating these in the terms of you're printing my logo and you've bought this. Right. I've made the money from it to do my thing. And there's no, I've not yet, maybe I'll look in some fine print on a receipt and see if they say that no alterations can be made to a Nike product.
Right.
I've yet to see that. I'm with you. I'm wanting to see again how this is going to play with. And then also the ones that went out, like how are you going to know that like, that's goofy.
Yeah, super goofy. Because you're asking for Mischief to recover the shoes and then what? Send them to you? Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? So I feel like the lawsuit is just hype. Like, this is Nike participating in the hype. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Acting like they have an issue. So it fulfills two needs for them. It publicly rebukes the shoe being made for their customers that don't know how to read and don't understand the relationship with purchasing a product and doing whatever you want with it. The customers, because you're, no matter what industry you're in, it could be restaurant, it could be retail, it could be automotive, you're always gonna have a great like degree of customers that just don't get it,
right?
And they could be your most loyal customers, but very basic things about your brand and the way your industry works, they just don't get it.
Right.
So here it is. Lifelong Nike customers are contacting Nike and saying, I don't believe you will put this shoe out. You shouldn't believe it because they never would. And they didn't. Like you said, there was never a question in your mind or my mind that Nike did this ever.
Right.
That this does, like, what are you talking about? And then for people to be on Facebook and Instagram going crazy, boycott Nike. Here you are
going again nuts
on the internet showing all of us.
World Wide Web.
Showing all of us you don't read past the headline.
Nah. That's inflamed.
I don't know what you want me to do. Listen, you woke up today and you chose ignorance. I don't know what you... I don't know what you want me... I don't have a response to what you're upset about because you're upset over nothing. So there's nothing to respond to.
Dang.
I'm a boycott Nike. Cool.
Right. Cool. Like, most of the people I'm going to boycott Nike, I don't feel like are actual Nike people. Like, I feel like overall I'm a Nike person. Not exclusively, but I spend a fair amount of money on Nike clothing and shoes.
Yeah.
And not like Air Monarchs, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's not the leisure joints that are, you know, the $60 joints at Fred Meyer.
Right.
And so they're not worried really in actuality about that $60 that you're not going to spend with them
at all.
And then the people I believe who actually are about the brand and rock with the brand should have known from the jump this wasn't even remotely a thing that Nike's going to jump off the ledge on.
Did you see this on the sneakers app?
Not to say like they
are
walking on water in any sort of way.
Right.
But they're a brand, and the type of brand they are, they didn't make it to their doing dumb publicity junks like this.
Right. It's just, so for all y'all out there boycotting Nike, more power to you. That's what's up. You know what I mean?
I'm not mad at it because, again, like I said immediately, hopefully the price of Nike Cortez went down.
Yeah, you know I'm saying?
I don't know who or why you guys started selling them joints at $80, but.
It's a travesty. Please, you know, at the end of the day, we just encourage everyone to read the, not even the fine print, just read. Read the not so fine print.
Read the heading font.
read heading number two.
Yeah, there you go. jump into heading number two. The unbold. Read the unbold font. That should help you guys come to a better resolve in most of your stances.
And you're going to have less headaches. You're going to have less arguments and stuff. Just like, you know, just
allergies ain't going to act up as bad.
Bet.
All kind of things come with reading.
Listen, your sinuses is going to be, like, clear, dog. Like, just do more of that reading.
reading is like Claritin for the mind. I think that's a great way to put that together.
Boom. There it is. Cap it off.
Cap it off. And with that being said, make sure you all check in with us every Monday at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., 8 p.m. again as we sit down and run up the numbers.
Run up the numbers.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron needs to resign.
Hosted by Ken Jones and DJ Ambush.
Brett Hankinson needs to be charged with Breonna Taylor's death.
Special thanks to our researcher and writer, Claudia Claudio.
Miles Cosgrove needs to be charged with Breonna Taylor's death.
Music by C's.
Jonathan Mattingly needs to be charged with Breonna Taylor's death. Mm. And then after these charges are brought up, prosecution needs to prosecute.
You know, do your job. Do your job, man. Get it done.
All of this for 50. Hey.